All right, so we'll say good morning. So we left off yesterday in the middle of Parak Chaf Vav. So remember, again, we were speaking about the Midah of Kiddusha. So in this Midah, in this aspect, in this attribute of holiness, so we've discussed that the ability to achieve a level of holiness is based on a twofold process, based on human effort, and then again based on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's assistance of me. I put in my effort, I do what I can, and then the Ribono Shel Olam is able to go ahead and help me the rest of the way. The Ramchal said the reason why Kiddusha requires this synergistic partnership between man and God is because Kiddusha in many respects requires us to transcend our own physicality. And this is something that's really impossible for us to do on our own. We could begin the process, put in the effort, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to assist us in this. So Ramchal goes on, he says, Kimasha Hateva Monea Mimenu Ya'azreo Yisparach V'siyo Yitimo. Because that which my nature, that which my Teva, ultimately again holds me back, Ya'azreo Yisparach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help me, V'siyo Yitimo, and will give me his assistance. Ukeinyan shene emar, lo yimna tov laholchim batamim. The Ribono Shel Olam will not withhold good from those who walk with him in complete simplicity. V'chein amru b'ma'amar shezacharti, Adam mekadesh atzmo ma'at. As we said before, if a person sanctifies himself a little bit, shuma sheyuchal ha'adim liknos b'yishtadlus. So meaning a man puts in his ishtadlus, person puts in his effort, mekadshim oso harbe. Person sanctifies himself just a little, the Ribono Shel Olam rewards his efforts multifold and is able to go ahead and his Mekadishim sanctifies him much. Who Shehu Ha'izer Sha'ozer Oso Boris Baruch Ukimo Shakasati. So says this is an incredible Yisod, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that Kiddusha, or becoming Kadosh, is an incredibly difficult task. And the reason for that is because, again, in certain respects, it forces me to go against my very nature of physicality. So therefore, the way it works is, if I do my part, I put in my effort, the Ribono Shel Olam meets me the rest of the way. So he goes on. V'hine, ha'ish ha'miskadish b'kiddushas boro. If a person ultimately sanctifies himself, b'kiddushas boro, with the sanctity of his Creator, afilo ma'asav hagashmiim chozrim lihios inyanei kiddusha mamish. Now this is quite interesting. So one of the amazing aspects of kiddusha is that if a person goes ahead and engages in this process and is miskadesh b'kiddushas boro, meaning I put in my hishtadlos, and then again the Ribono Shel Olam goes ahead and helps me the rest of the way. If a person engages in this, then something amazing happens, which is even his gashmi actions, even my physical, my material actions, become kadosh. Now we're going to explain this, but Ramchal says, "I'll give you the simanich if you want to see an example of what it is that I'm talking about." Achilas kodshim shi atzma mitzvas asei. A good example of this is the consumption of sacrificial items, which is a positive commandment. Va'omru zuchron levrach, and Chazal said, Kohanim ochlim, it's only when the Kohanim eat their portion of a karban, that ubalim miskaprim, that the owners ultimately are able to achieve atonement. So what is the Ramchal describing over here? The Ramchal is saying like this. He's explaining that here's an example of something that is a physical act, eating. And not only is eating a physical act, but remember, eating, to a certain degree, is one of the most physical acts because it's something that's done by man and animal alike. So it's not the uniquely, you know, I could say earning a parnasa, I could say perhaps it's a physical act also, but there are unique aspects of it in terms of man. But eating is a carnal act that's done by man and animal alike. So I would have thought, again, that such an act like this, by definition, is not Kaddush. So Ramchal says, you see, it's not true. You see that there's the ability through the prism of Kiddusha to be ma'ala, to uplift even the most basic acts of physicality. And his example is the fact that, if you think about this, it's an amazing thing. You know, so there are signs, you know, don't eat in the shul. I mean, I don't know if anybody listens to those signs, but you know, don't eat in the shul. So what's amazing is to see that what in the Beis HaMikdash, not only was eating permitted, but it was encouraged. Right? It's the amazing thing. Here you have the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and what are people doing in the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? They're barbecuing, right? They're eating meat. So the Ramchal says, you see from over here, because it's supposed to convey a message. And the message that's being conveyed is that when a person engages in the process of Kiddusha, and the process of Kiddusha represents, again, this twofold synergistic partnership of me putting in my effort and the Ribono Shel Olam blessing my efforts, lifting everything up. When that occurs, says the Ramchal, even the most basic physical acts suddenly become holy. Vitira ata. So let's begin this next piece. We're not going to finish it today. Vitira ata hahefresh shebein hatahar lekadosh. So from here now we can see the difference between tara and kiddusha. Because often we use these terms synonymously. Tara representing purity, kiddusha representing holiness. Now that I'm chassid, I'm going to show you a distinction between the two. Hatar, if somebody is tahar, then masav hachamriyim einam lo el hechrechim. Suppose if somebody is tahar, so he realizes like this. If you ask the person who's tahar, if you had a choice, would you engage in any physical acts? So the tahar person would say, absolutely not. If I had a choice, if I could do it, if I could regulate myself enough, I wouldn't engage in any physical acts. But, you know, I have to. I'm a physical being. I have to engage in physical acts. And therefore, again, I do what I have to do. But again, to a certain degree, it's hechrechim. Hechrechim just means it's what I have to do. I try to do it as purely as possible. I try to do it with as much spirituality as possible. But again, it's forced upon me, meaning it's hechrich. I don't have a choice. So now I don't have a choice. It's just doing the best way possible. So the person ultimately, again, who's trying to become proficient in the midah of Tara, see, he engages in these actions, but these actions, again, these physical actions, at the end of the day, are just, they're forced. He says, he goes on, v'nimtza shayi deze, yotzim misug hara shebechamrius, v'nisharim tahorim. Sefer Rabosei is able to go ahead. He's able to go ahead and he's able to get these actions to go ahead and leave the realm of that which is negative, and ultimately they're able to remain tahor. Ach lichlal kiddusha lo bo. But yet his actions do not come to the level of kiddusha. Ki ilu haya efshar biltam kvar haya yoser tov. Because were he able to go ahead and do without these actions, it would be even better. So what I see, you hear what the Gemara is saying over here? I'm sorry, what the Ramchal is saying is that if a person ultimately, again, has the Midah of Tara, so the Midah of Tara, so now a person, I want to be Tahar, we learned about Tara extensively earlier, so I want to be Tahar, so now, but yet I have to also be physical, because I am still a physical being. So how do I reconcile those two? So the Ramchal says that the person who's tahar, he will engage in physical acts, but his engagement with physicality is forced. I have no choice. I'm a physical being. I have to engage my physicality. But again, if you ask me if there was some way for me to do without it, I absolutely would. So there's no uplifting of the physicality. There's just what? Usage of the physicality in the least degree possible. Get in and get out, so to speak. Do what I have to do, whatever it is on the physical side. And at the end of the day, I try to avoid any collateral damage to my physicality. Let's just read one more line. Ach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ach HaKadosh. But someone who is Kadosh. Hadavik Tomid Lelokav. V'nafsho Mishaleches. Bein Hamas. Bein Hamisukalo Sa'amityos. Ba'avas Boroviya. So, Rabbi says, somebody who is trying to become a Kadosh. And therefore, again, remember, when a person is Kadosh, they're always Dovik to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're always connected to God. And therefore, again, my nefesh, my soul, is constantly connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, reverence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hine nechshav lo ki'ilu hu mishalich lifnei Hashem ba'artzo sachayim odena po ba'olam hazeh. Such a person like that is seen as if they are walking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm constantly walking with God even in this world. Vehine ish kaze hu atzmo nechshav kimishkan kimikdash ukimizbeach. But say, listen to this incredible idea. What's the difference between somebody who's kaddish and somebody who's tahor? I'm chaz going to pass it. So somebody who's tahor, ultimately, again, is someone who's trying to lead a good life, someone who's trying to avoid the pitfalls of life, someone who's trying to go ahead and really just avoid the collateral damage that often surrounds us in every way. Somebody who's kaddosh is trying to fundamentally transform themselves, says the Ramchal, into a mishkan. I want my life to be the Bilvavi Mishkan Efne. I want my life to be Lifnei Hashem. What's the whole essence of the Mishkan? Is when you go to the Mishkan, go to the Beis Hamikdash, you're Lifnei Hashem, you're before God. But so here's the amazing part. Also, when you're a Mishkan, what happens? See, there are plenty of physical things that happen in the Mishkan. But what? But they all happen in the context of holiness. They all happen in the context of Kiddusha. So what Ramchal says, and with this we're going to stop here, we'll pick up with this on Monday, Mir Hashem. But Ramchal posits is the difference between Kiddusha and Tara is how one relates to physicality. For the person who is Tahar, the Chumrios, the physical aspects of life, are not very good, are really, they're detractors from my holiness, they're detractors from my purity, so I do my best to do them in a way that minimizes the collateral damage in life. A person who's Kaddish finds the ability not to sidestep physicality, but what? To uplift physicality. To recognize that everything and anything I do in life has the ability to be part of my Avodas Hashem. So we'll stop over here, and Mirat Hashem will continue with this distinction between Kiddusha and Tara, Mirat Hashem on Monday.